Our next reporter is Olga Lealina. She will speak about media art. So you probably would need this multimedia equipment. So, good afternoon. I can switch on the equipment myself, I'm an expert. Yes, my topic is a bit different maybe, and the glossary which would, vocabulary which I would use is a bit different, the terms and notions. Yesterday and today the topic of new media was not raised, the topic of new media art. So I would like to cover this very topic. So if we regard the modern art as the art of today's and not as the galleries, magazines and modern painters, then it would turn out that the situation is quite different. It is more multidimensional and more vivid. I would like to draw your attention to this very important part of the modern art process, in the media art, because there are many more questions and many more problems in that respect. And the problems which were raised by Krasimira Lukicheva, they are really very important, very acute, and they are relevant not only to Russia, but also to Germany and to other countries. I would like once again to repeat the notion of new media, this term. I'm actually in pricks to determine it, and Sasha probably would prove, so probably he left the audience especially just not to prove that. On the website artedu.ru, I was actually introduced as a media artist, media painter, and I asked the authors of the website to change it and better not to give an introduction at all, but not introduce me or not call me as a media artist, because I just don't like this very notion. I would like to explain why it is so important for me. But at the same time, I will never call myself a media artist, but at the same time, I teach new media. It is called in Russian. I head a department of new media in the academy, and I was a man who insisted on calling this very branch of science like that, new media. My task is quite complicated. Within several minutes, I'm going to explain what new media is, to insist on this very notion and tell you that there are actually no new media, but why it is so important to preserve this phenomena. I'll try to cope with this task and tell you about my experience, how I started teaching new media, and tell you that clearly many changes took place since I started teaching 7 years ago, when I was given a position in the German Academy 7 years ago, 1998. when it became obvious that such a branch of science within the design department, within the design and modern art faculty is very important for students. So in 1999, without the experience of being a teacher, without an experience of publishing or writing different didactical and methodological literature, I started teaching. I had several groups who wanted to learn net art, and I would like to say that it was much easier to teach then than it is now, because 7 years ago, 7 years ago I had a situation which Joseph Bachstein spoke about yesterday, and which Alexander Sokolov phrased today, that sometimes students know more than their professors. And the situation is very interesting and very fruitful.
But what I would like to point out is that at that time, 7 years ago, that was the case with me too. I worked with students who were just slightly younger than me, and they also were much enthusiastic about this new media as I am now. They're excited about internet. They see many new opportunities for themselves, as I do see for myself. And our technical skills are somewhat at the same level. Since these technical skills, 7 years ago we had fewer technical skills. So this is the sort of situation which may be very positive. The only thing I do have that the students don't is probably somewhat more experience, somewhat greater experience, and the name that probably I have a more well-known name, because at that time network art was something that was very much fashionable as a new art, and I could be practical help to teach them where to initiate projects, where to launch projects, where and how to organize them. So today, what's interesting, that the situation was changing gradually, but not towards, as you may have known, as my colleagues would have noted. Today I'm in a situation where indeed I know much more than the students that come to whom I teach. The situation is changing. And why is this the case? Although we know very well, we read magazines, there seems to be a platitude, a common knowledge, that the younger the person is, the more competent he is in PCs, in computers, in networking, in networks, in the web probably. Some guy probably may better know the internet than this woman that is going to teach him something in the academy. But then it turns out that the computers as a medium, internet as a medium, as some cyberspace, they lose their attractiveness and lose something that was this feeling of something new. It no longer is, there's no excitement about it, nothing to be excited about. I forgot the Russian word for it. When your admiration, your excitement is caused by the existence of cyberspace at all, when you wish to work there. The computer and internet have become something so commonplace. Something so common, elements of a person's flat or interior and of work, both at work and at home, that to even begin to think what you can do about it, something innovative, something creative, something new, and express something and to start some advocacy projects. This is something that is known, that is not present here. We don't have this element of excitement anymore. Young students no longer feel they can be pioneers, trailblazers in this area. This is an important aspect, the my task becomes to show them that in point of fact they are wrong, that this is one of the most vibrant spaces that are there. And besides to show them the technologies, the know-hows that they have to work with, this is also a sensitive issue because, say, when we talk about computers, then between the artist and the designer or computer, we would have applications or different software which dictates the style of work the artist employs, or rather not the style so much as the ideas that he would employ. So, on the one hand, we must teach them to learn to be not influenced by the software, to learn how to understand the essence and the point of this cyberspace. I suppose these are real challenges for teachers as well, and for students too. And a few words about theory. So what I'm doing, and very important, I would call myself prefix words are very important. So I'm a network artist, so I would usually call myself in English, would give my title in English, as a net artist, as a soft artist. There is also game art and various other various aspects of activity where this prefix word, this attribute, plays a very important role, because this is where you say what is interesting for you, what really produces your reflexes, in what particular space you wish to say your word or to try to think about it. In this sense, I suppose this new media is a really very funny thing, because they're often used as synonyms, whereas there are different things, media and new media. New media is employed to name the area of activity as an area of practice. It is so wide, and it really means very little. Very often it is used in a sense computer art, as something that is related to computers, or with displays. If, say, we talk about media art of the 1980s, then indeed a lot was done with displays, with TV displays. Nowadays we would be speaking more about computers, about some sort of interactive installations. Or, see, nowadays, what is a very interesting phenomenon that we have witnessed, another turn in artistic practice, when we see great importance attached to video installations. It seems that they were gone for good, but then people would come from film festival, European media art history, which didn't showcase a single piece of net art, not a single piece of interactive of works of art, because clearly their names do not belong to museums or to media festivals. But this great number of pretty sophisticated video installations, it was pretty amazing to see them some 20 years later. Surely we might find reasons for it, since nowadays computer art focuses on, pays great attention to display. Another project, these so-called Beamer projects, they are now much less costly, much less expensive than before. So we can now create huge installations through beamers, through projectors, and it is now much easier and much cheaper. So in this sense, various artistic practices and various technologies, but I suppose the best works happen when an artist has an excellent idea and he sort of deludes himself, dedicates himself completely to it, to this installation. And in these years, as I was saying, they have seen many changes, both towards computers, towards internet, as well as towards the changes in the system, reform in the system of education. Nowadays, academies and schools in Germany are also switching on to BA and MA instead of the German diploma, which means that the system of professor-centered system. It means the system when a professor selects his students and then works with them and talks about this, that, or life, gives them some recommendations as to their reading list, or just goes with them to some excursion, say, there's no place for this professor-centered system in this new paradigm. It must be clearly defined programs, modules, and courses and disciplines that the students have to attend, and there should be criteria that, say, unlike a student who graduated with a BA, the next stage is students who received an MA, Master of Arts degree. It all means that what we need to have is that more academic, traditional system, seminars, workshops, colloquia, they should be organized not from term to term, as is very often the case, but there should be a clear-cut program what follows what, and what students should study, what is the basic knowledge, and what is something that is taught at the end of their studies, and what they should have. What is interesting is that this distinction between BA and MA has brought about mobile MA programs. And this process nowadays is very popular in Great Britain. For example, they are the front runners in terms of process of teaching. They are well ahead of the rest of Europe. How they do it? Say there is a program that, or syllabus that is spread across 6 terms, or 6 semesters if you wish, and you then require BA degree in, say, new media, and then you may choose an MA subject that will be announced, say, for the rest of, only for the next 3 terms, and it will be discontinued further on. Say, maybe something pretty much popular nowadays, like creative industry, that is very much in demand nowadays, very popular. It may sound a bit aggressive and threatening, this word combination, creative industries, but it sounds pretty appealing. It means that you not only you will be an artist, but you will participate in the process, let alone that there is work, there is this industry, creative industry that is in place where you can find a place for yourself and make money and become known. Also, a program, computational art, in computational art, which is now very, we see greater interest towards visual, what is visual in computer, and what is becoming more prominent is the so-called generative art. We have seen many examples of new applications, that is software, say, of related festivals, magazines, and for consumers, for computer art, where computer graphics is most important. It seems like it's something that would be interesting in the 1980s when we were talking whether you can create art using a PC, or is it impossible in principle by definition. Suddenly we see a new surge of interest towards generative art. You would see it represented, highly represented in exhibitions in Europe at least. You would see many pictures that are really huge printouts of the graphical work. And what is not clear is for how long will this area be interested and profitable in art, and how relevant it would be for discussions, how much longer it will stay relevant for discussions. So this is not a program to be started from term 1 to term 9, but it is, this program is open for 3 terms after you have completed a BA studies. So if it will move on and it will continue to be relevant, then it will be continued. If no, it will be discontinued after 3 terms. And this is very much similar towards other areas. So this distinction between BA and MA, it implies a great amount of work that must be completed, and very often teachers are reluctant to do it, are unhappy about it, as well as students can see not only good things about it.
There are certainly different disadvantages. For example, in Germany, and Casimir also mentioned that, there is some, it's not known what to do with the BA, with the bachelor degree, or you will have to obtain an MA degree, so you would have to study longer. So these processes take place, and in this connection, I think it turned out that it's very important for me to preserve as a sphere of education, the sphere of knowledge, as a branch of science, these very new media studies. And why I say that new media is not very interesting as a field of activity for a painter, for an artist, but as a field of studies, this science is quite young but quite interesting. But and finally, it has crystallized, it has taken the shape, and it's very important not to lose this if we are, for example, taken away by some other popular movements and directions in the artistic practice and design. So what is really so interesting in this new medium? New medium pays a special attention to the personal computer. Personal computer is regarded as a means of production, as a means of storage, and means of dissemination of some product. Product of the designer, artist, painter, whatever. So computer plays a great role and is very, very important, not only a means of production of something. That's why it's really very necessary to understand the computer, the history of the computer, and the history and computer science should be connected to the gender studies, to the literature criticism, and our fine arts, for example, any fields of education should be connected to computer and history of computer sciences. It's a very important task. We should let the students to feel and realize that they should face the problems of the new media. It's not that we should impose some templates on them, for the students of new media who creatively work with personal computers. We should not impose. We should not impose, just have them to study only the history of arts or culture theory, which is very much spread in Germany as some general science, as some general basis or foundation. New media takes quite a different approach. The computer science and the history of computers play very important role there, which should be actually explained and which should be supported. Again, the task is very complicated. It's not so easy and simple. There are different textbooks. Should I, for instance, show it to you on this monitor, on this screen? Recently, new textbooks for academies and for universities appeared. One of such textbooks you can see on the screen, on the slide. It is called Multimedia from Wagner to the New Reality. In that case, we speak about multimedia, and multimedia means again media or new media, and I would not be surprised if it reads interactive media, because now the terms are used rather chaotically in that sphere. And there were collections of articles such as multimedia, new media, and other books, for example, the New Media Reader. Very interesting book, actually a collection of articles, of features, which take different approaches, different standpoints to the issues of computer history and computer problems. But in that case, the Computer Reader, we can read the Is My Think article of Oliver Busch and the Wagner's work would be preceding this article, the article which was written long before any new media appeared. This way you see new media tries to find its roots in the theater, in the cinema. The authors try to go a bit further than the times when Vannevar Bush first saw the personal computers and suggested to use them as a tool of artists in 1945. So before the article of Vannevar Bush in this very book, you will see the again, an article of some other author. So you see that the roots, the origins may be different and the standpoints are quite different, but at the same time, 80% of the texts of the books would be identical. These are the same texts of the same authors. Or there are quite different viewpoints, for example, in this very book. These are not academical books, they are popular science books. One is called New Media and Art, and the other is called New Media Art. And I think that judging by the cover, you can say that a bit different approaches are used, the different arts and aesthetics are meant. New Media in Art was written by an expert in video art, and a lot would be said there about the video installations. And you will see different video algorithms. You will recognize immediately the aesthetics of the computer art. So the viewpoints are quite different, opinions are different, and I quite often say that this new, the word new in new media, it doesn't reflect the situation. It is not some media which appeared quite recently or something which changes very quickly, that new and new technologies appear. So it means that this is something new for the people who analyze and estimate the computer art. This is a new media for the people, for the artists, for the people who came into the art from some different other spheres of our spheres of activity. This is the way they see the media and how they call it. Our contemporarian who lives and now teaches in San Diego University, Lev Manorich, he wrote the most important probably book in this sphere, The Language of New Media. It may be a very controversial book, but clearly very important because he raised the issues of language and the computer art. It's very interesting that for him, for Manovich, a movie existed before the computer art, and he regards many processes from the standpoint of the cinema, of the movie. So he explains many processes based on the film or screen aesthetics. And this is a quite interesting viewpoint, but we should realize that screen or film or movie is not the last answer, so to say. And computer culture was also nicely explained by Sherry Turkle, who wrote two books. One of them is called Second Eye. She regards the computer art, the computer culture, as something personal, a personal culture. So this is not a mass media, but a personal media. And this influences the conclusions which she makes and the understanding which she wants the people to obtain. So it has been said today that many works and many articles should be translated, many books should be translated for the students to read. I also believe that the more we translate, the better it is. In my academy, there is no such a task to wait until the book is translated. And when something new or something interesting is published, we buy an English version. And again, this one of the consequences of the transition to BA or MA, because you cannot start your MA studies if you are not fluent in English, at least to understand the lectures. So we can see that the studies are oriented on the Europe, but at the same time it facilitates the selection of the textbooks, of the materials. Especially it is important for the computer art and to everything connected with the nets, because the communication takes place in English. People communicate in English, and the very first articles, the very first works are written in English too. Also, I would like to stress that not so many books are written in that sphere, and sometimes you have to deal not with the magazines, with the journals, but you have to take some materials from internet. And clearly, there is nothing to be sorry about or to regret or to be ashamed, but many very interesting and relevant articles appear on the website dedicated to the net art. They are never published in any print editions, and probably they are not shaped very well, and probably The forum is very poor, not an academic one, but still they're very important and very valuable. John Apolita, a curator of Guggenheim, spoke about that. He's also a very interesting person himself, a real supporter of different novelties in all which concerns the dissemination and keeping and storage of everything concerning the computer art. But he says that he's regarded as a failure in his university because he never published any book. He never published his book in any or article in the printed edition because all his works are on the websites on the internet. So this is the other side of the situation. But still, the teachers, the professors, should not be ashamed to recommend to read the articles published on the internet to their students and to their colleagues. And concluding my presentation, I would like to say that the last months, so to say, just the last year, maybe, I have to deal with critics and creators from the United States who studied new media in universities, in their universities or academies. So they started teaching, they started studying 5 years ago when the computer the computer science and the discourse itself became very popular, and people started getting interested in that. And the situation is quite different. When you communicate with a very competent person competent in that sphere, on the one hand, it is maybe just a pleasant situation because you see a person who not only knows your works, but who studied and analyzed these works.
And you're supposed to write essays or papers on it or something like it. But what is interesting that these people work in a different context. They have a different approach, view towards a work of computer art. And they now have thoughts of how to display them in the right way, how to present them to the audience. And they know the right ways to choose the words to describe these pieces of art. And they know how things are going on at the fair. How it is perceived by critics, by the audience, works done by Alexei Shulgin and Aristarch. There is at the very beginning, there is Alexei and Aristarch present their works at the boutique at the entry to the museum. And these pieces of work are created by artists who have always been working with interactive installations and with computer art. So if we don't know the theory of new media, then their stand looks like something done by some clowns who are making jests and jokes, who are there to amuse people at the art fair. People who are not particularly serious about even in perceiving what they do. So I suppose I would take, to enjoy their works, and people go by and shrug shoulders and just say, look, some fools they are. And they just ignore their pieces of work and go to the paintings and so on. But the situation is beginning to change, and such artists as Chernyshov and Alexei Shulgin, they at the moment, at least in the West, they get to receive a more competent audience and critics and curators who see it in the right context, how to present their works of art, to make them interesting and, when needed, how to sell them. But the financial aspect is a totally different story in terms of new media, as well as the copyright issues. These are major topics that new media actually should discuss as well. Well, that's about it. Thank you. Thank you, Ulia, for your presentation. Any questions to the speaker? I've got a question. Ulia, you're always saying new media, new media. You keep saying, Ulia, new media. I don't understand that new means new in Russian. Media, you always translate new to give the Russian word, but media, it remains sounding like it does in English. Do you mean that media are like carriers of information environments, or is that it? New stands for Norway in Russian. Media is like carriers in Russian, or is it something you else you touched it? Yes, I've been studying English, and that's why I'm asking this question. Well, on the one hand, I wish to give you the answer according to the rules, but on the other hand, there's a certain paradox here that makes the term new media somewhat vague, abstract, and misused. Media actually stands is the plural of medium. Even this produces is the carrier of information, but always we use it in plural, media, and this brings about such interesting misunderstanding, because media, for many people, it is mass media, it is related to mass media. So newspapers, magazines, journals, TV, cinema. A new medium is perceived as a younger sister, internet is perceived as a younger sister of the old mass media. And this is not quite right, this is not quite so. When we talk about new media, I suppose Janet Moreau was right in who wrote the book Hamlet on the Hollow Dick, a book dedicated to new forms of narration in computer art. She said, look, this phrase, new media, it shows our puzzle, being puzzled and being unable to see that what is most important in the center is on one medium, which is digital medium, computer, as a very important thing. But since it may take on different forms, we may have to do with different varying genres and software applications, and computers may be the basis for a DVD player and for computer networks. All these forms, they disappear. We always want to talk about, we want to talk in plural, about something that we cannot write about. I hope I've answered your question. Yes, thank you. The thing is that although the conference is dedicated to education and people talk about rumors about the Academy of Sciences, arts that will be soon governed by, which will be translating new art and so on, I teach in the Academy of Arts and I teach new technologies and cultural heritage for 7 years, and I know your works, what you are doing, Ulia, not only your work as a curator. Last we studied Jean Greer for internet art, and the students were writing texts for this book. Well, it's clear that this young girl has written a pretty history of internet art, somewhat unexpected and interesting for many people. And this book was interpreted in Greek term in the Russian Academy of Art. Excuse me, what academy are we talking about? The Institute of Painting, Culture, Architecture, named after Ilya Yefimovich Ilyin. Do you mean the one in St. Petersburg? Right. That is where I teach. new technologies and cultural heritage for 7 years, as I've been saying. Then we have the newest, latest course that I teach. It's clear that this is some sort of private initiative. I don't suppose it's of much interest to many people present here. What do you mean, your private initiative? No, no, the chair of Russian art has sought to embrace this new experiment, and for 7 years, because I am a systems analyst and a software programmer, that is where I hold my first degree, and arts is my second degree. That's why I thought I would start this course, and in 7 years I've been teaching, I've seen several graduates who have taken this course. I suppose Mikhail Rush, his work in new media and art, he published a major book on the history of media art. Well, but this is like optional subjects, no, elective subjects, no way, it's a mandatory subject, students pass credits. Well, it looks like it's not only a matter of rumors, some serious things have been going on in this country. Well, there's another question, please. It's very interesting to me because we... I'm very excited about one question. Do you feel that a net artist should differ in some way from an artist in general? In my view, this is just a new tool set of tools that the artist has to learn to command to do what he wants to do. So if video and computer technologies, are they an independent ideology, or is it a part of artistic practices? Is it enough to master this tool set to feel you're a contemporary artist, or is this some separate individual field of work, and then all these arts exist in some sort of independent space? Thank you for your question. As to your first question, clearly, this is not only a new tool set. It's a totally new area of work, activity. It's a new audience. It's new ideas that could be generated only in this space, and also new ways of interaction with galleries, with museums, with art market. This is a new phenomenon. You must be a competent and educated person to be able to work in the right way with this tool set. Because I have seen many unpleasant, what personally for me, exhibitions, things that I do, or artists who are like me. It's like a very tempting piece for the existing museums of contemporary art and for other, very tempting in a sense that they want to have something like it, something new, something that will be in a way related to computers. But what is not, there is no attractive ways to showcase my work beyond internet, unless I do it on purpose. That's why what I see appearing is some sort of strange symbiosis. For example, Rome has built a new museum of contemporary art, art of the 21st century. It's a major, very important project, and they have put in the at the entrance hall, so before you have to pay for it, you have set up computers that are switched onto the web, and there is a Ulya Lyalina, and anybody who comes there, you can come and have a look at it, if you are in Rome. It's like an info desk, even before you have entered the museum itself. And this exhibition that has recently been went on in the Hermitage, I suppose it showcased in a poor way the works by the artists. The piece of work was called Crackers and Hackers. There was too much work displayed in one space so that one could really announce it in a proper way, or so that the viewers could really enjoy them in the right way. There's also, but I could give many more examples, in the Center for Kunst, Media and Kunst in Karlsruhe. It's a very interesting museum that gathers work. A lot is going on at festivals, not at exhibitions, not at fairs, but at festivals. This is interesting. This is what I find interesting, this phenomenon. All right, I suppose at 3 o'clock we must start a round table, and we still have one more person who will speak. All right, thank you.